From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Google and Microsoft have been battling to win contracts from private and public sector customers for their versions of web-based email. Last year, Google signed a deal to take over the City of Los Angeles' aging email system, a contract worth more than $7 million. And now, Google is nearly a month late putting the new system in place. Here to discuss the recent roadblocks to cloud computing is our tech expert, Omar Gayaga. He's the technology culture reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome back, Omar.
Hi, Robert. Good to be here.
And first, remind us of what these cloud-based email services actually do, and why would businesses or government agencies want to use them?
Cloud-based computing is just a fancy way of saying out there on the internet. So as opposed to having local servers, everything running on local computers, you would be storing information out there on somebody else's servers, in this case, Microsoft's or Google's huge data centers, which offer redundancy. They might have your information in multiple locations. So if one goes down or something happens, it's backed up somewhere else. So really, cloud computing is just a way of saying your information's elsewhere.
Well, in Los Angeles, Google missed its deadline for migrating the city to its Google App service. Do we know what went wrong?
Yeah, well, it's not so much of a technical delay as it is that the security that Google is offering did not meet the requirements of what the Los Angeles Police Department would like to have. At the same time, the LAPD is still using its old system, so there are costs associated with that. It's almost like renting an apartment while you were building a new house. You're having to pay the old costs as well as the cost for the new system. Google has said, though, that they are going to cover those costs, and they're looking to have all of this online by August. But this does bring up a lot of issues for other companies and municipalities that might be interested in cloud computing. What Google and Microsoft are offering may not exactly match what it is you're using on your old system. There's always kind of migration issues, and then there's also the issue of security, whether companies are prepared to kind of hand their keys over to these remote locations.
I suppose the question would be, do you want to assume the obligation of keeping your own server secure and have the staff that would do that, or figure that Google can probably do that better, but you wouldn't have physical control over it?
Right, and that kind of brings in the issue of why government agencies, why companies are looking to offload some of this. You are saving on server costs. You're saving on IT staff. You are letting Microsoft or Google or IBM or whoever else is handling this kind of deal with all those headaches of upgrading machines and keeping the software up to date. But the trade-off is that you are handing over some measure of security, and you're leaving it up to these companies to determine, you know, what security measures they're going to take. It becomes more of an issue of, instead of protecting your home base, instead of kind of doing a perimeter security thing around your information, you are instead having to deal more with how do we make sure that the people who are logging in from remote locations are who they say they are. So it becomes more of identity security versus perimeter security.
Thank you, Omar.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And we will post information a little bit more about cloud computing on the NPR All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech.
Omar Gayaga is the technology culture reporter for the Austin American-Statesman and All Tech Considered.